Welcome to the repository. I am sometimes asked to participate in strange rituals involving secret rites and human sacrifices. While chanting Latin phrases from a demonic book of incantations, my mind sometimes drifts back to a simpler time. A time when I was not holding some poor slob's still pulsing heart in my hands. But the moment soon passes and I am once again making a career of evil. Welcome to the repository. I am sometimes asked to participate in strange rituals involving secret rites and human sacrifices. While chanting Latin phrases from a demonic book of incantations, my mind sometimes drifts back to a simpler time. A time when I was not holding some poor slob's still pulsing heart in my hands. But the moment soon passes and I am once again making a career of evil.
Thank you. globe. The geomagnetic field was quiet to minor storm.
The first job I had, shepherding. I helped with the sheep for about 6 months. And with the sheep, carried hurdles. Then I learned a way to pitch the hurdles. Just helped old shepherd feed them. A bit of hay and a bit of cake. We used to have a bit of cake then, though. Oh, not much, not the Hampshire Downs lot. But they used to have a bit of cake then, see. And perhaps in the lamb cake, used to have some locusts. Locusts was good to eat. Well, we used to get this year locusts and start this lamb's food over. And get the locust out, though, see? Peacocks and all that in there, see? And what your locust beans, though, see? That used to be sweet, though. We used to get pocket for that and keep chewing and chewing. And you always take them a pocket for the locust, see? There was always somebody running around with some locusts at night. It's a bean, locust beans. Come, they don't grow in this country. I think they're imported, though, these locust beans. They're sweet, sort of a soft, woody thing. Sweet as syrup, they are. Mm. Used to be a lot of locusts used for sheep one time. Went garden boy at Clanwell Lodge for Captain Faith. He was a captain then, but he...
Good evening.
Hello.
Oh, it's drunk company.
And when I used to weed the garden and look after chickens and that, and lead the pony when it was lawn mowing, all jobs like that. Used to always have me, always used to bring me out my lunch. If I didn't go in the house and get it, I always used to bring it out. I used to have it out on the lawn. See? And that was a cup of hot milk and some brown butter. Oh, that's when I don't have you on him. That's, I went up there once when I was a boy. And went well, Whale Brewery, see, Strongsbury Whale, it was all the horses then, look, see, double and single, see, the vans, look, see, used to have bells on them, see, used to deliver his beer up with horses. See. Well, and this old boy says, going for a ride, Charles. I said, aye, I said, I'll come. I said, where are we going then? Oh, he says, going up the Bedwin. So gets up the Bedwin, look, gets to the pub. Of course, the first thing he had to do was to put the nose bag on, look. He always had the nose bag, see, for all the ass. So he put the nose bag on, along come a bit of, along come a party along on the road, and dressed up well she was. So she says, what a nice ass that is, and patted him on the neck, see. A little nipper come along, he says, don't they go talking to her, you? Her just had a bloody kid rav. Her was the hotter it was, her couldn't help herself, her couldn't. And this your party getting such a smack ups out of your own knuckle for
obviously, research regarding technological unemployment is as vital today as further refinement or production of labor-saving and comfort-giving devices. Among all the marvels of modern invention, that with which I am most concerned is, of course, air transportation. Flying is perhaps the most dramatic of recent scientific attainments. In the brief span of 30-odd years, the world has seen an inventor's dream, first materialized by the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk, become an everyday actuality. Perhaps I'm prejudiced, but to me it seems that no other phase of modern progress contrives to maintain such a brimming measure of romance and beauty coupled with utility as does aviation. Within itself, this industry embraces many of those scientific accomplishments which yesterday seemed fantastic impossibilities. The pilot, winging his way above the earth at 200 miles an hour, talks by radio telephone to ground stations or to other planes in the air. In thick weather, he is guided by radio beam and receives detailed reports of conditions ahead, gleaned through special instruments and new methods of meteorological calculations. He sits behind engines, the reliability of which, measured by yardsticks of the past, is all but unbelievable. I myself still fly a Wasp motor, which has carried me over the North Atlantic, part of the Pacific, to and from Mexico City, and many times across this continent. Aviation, this young modern giant, exemplifies the possible relationship of women and the creations of science. Although women as yet have not taken full advantage of its use and benefits, air travel is as available to them as to men.
Welcome to the repository. It has recently been brought to my attention that my interpersonal relationships are not all they could be. I accept that I can be remote and distant, with a marked tendency towards acid dripping and catty remarks. But I see no reason to coddle people who take exception to my laser beam-like insights and commentary. There's no room for snowflakes in this man's world.
I'd like to read you a passage from this book, not because it is particularly obscene, but because it portrays a philosophy that is aimed at our young people. This philosophy is not just in this book, but through all of this material. A 16-year-old boy, member of a gang, has just clubbed an old man in the course of a robbery, and he's thinking back over his accomplishments. Maybe he would die. That would mean I had murdered him. I smiled, trying the idea on for size. One of the things that always had cheesed me a little was that I had no kills to my credit. I'd been in plenty of rumbles, but somehow I'd never cooled anyone. Well, maybe now I'd have my first one. I couldn't feel very proud of sculling an old man, but at least I could say that I'd scored. That was a big kick. What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Sex, that's a kick. Sure, a damn good one. A guy can't ever get enough of that. Drinking, that's another kick. An okay kick. Marijuana, sure. M's good, too, if you don't let it get the upper hand with you. Heroin, H. There was something to be said for that. I'd tried it. But horse isn't such a good kick because it takes more than it gives. And before long, you use it, and you don't get any kick. There were others. Rape. That was a kick that I'd tried a couple times. It makes you feel real big. To grab a girl, rip her clothes off, and take her. The way I figure it, you get kicks from what you do to other people. If you take something from a girl that she values, you've gained something. Or at least that's the way I look at it. I'm brainier than a lot of gang guys. I spend a lot of time thinking. Maybe I should have been a professor. And the way I thought it out, taking a girl's cherries, hell of a gratifying thing. And so was murder. That was one kick I hadn't experienced yet. Taking life, that's living big. Only I wasn't happy about doing it this long, drawn-out way. An old man slowly died. There wasn't much kick in that. But sticking a knife into a guy, twisting upward, that must be something.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Repository. If you're awake at this time of night and listening to the radio, you are likely either an insomniac, or a member of the undead, a vampire preparing to prey on the next unsuspecting victim. Either way, we value your demographic and your listenership.
Come hither in thy hour of strength. Come, weak as is a breaking wave. Here stretch thy body at full length, or build thy house upon this grave. There seed time had my soul, and I grew up fostered alike by beauty and by fear. Much favored in my birthplace, and no less in that beloved vale to which ere long we were transplanted. There were we let loose for sports of wider range. Ere I had told 10 birthdays, when among the mountain slopes frost and the breath of frosty wind had snapped the last autumnal crocus, 'twas my joy with store of springes o'er my shoulder hung to range the open height where woodcocks run along the smooth green turf. Through half the night, scudding away from snare to snare, I plied that anxious visitation. Moon and stars were shining o'er my head. I was alone, seemed to be a trouble to the peace that dwelt among them. Sometimes it befell, in these night wanderings, that a strong desire o'erpowered my better reason, and the bird which was the captive of another's toil became my prey. And when the deed was done, I heard among the solitary hills low breathings coming after me, and sounds of undistinguishable motion, steps almost as silent as the turf they trod. Nor less when spring had warmed the cultured vale, moved we as plunderers where the mother bird had in high places built her lodge. Though mean our object and inglorious, yet the end was not ignoble. Oh, when I have hung above the raven's nest by knots of grass and half-inch fissures in the slippery rock but ill-sustained, and almost, so it seemed, suspended by the blast that blew amain, shouldering the naked crag. Oh, at that time, while on the perilous ridge I hung alone, with what strange utterance did the loud, dry wind blow through my ear? The sky seemed not a sky of earth, and with what motion moved the clouds? Dust as we are, the immortal spirit grows like harmony in music. There is a dark, inscrutable workmanship that reconciles discordant elements, makes them cling together in one society. How strange that all the terrors, pains, and early miseries, regrets, vexations, lassitudes interfused within my mind, should e'er have borne a part, and that a needful part, in making up the calm existence that is mine when I am worthy of myself. Praise to the end, thanks to the means which nature deigned to employ, whether her fearless visitations or those that came with soft alarm like hurtless light opening the peaceful clouds. Thank you.
Wells for Rent, a story as bold as the headlines flashing across our country today, telling of girls available for any purpose to those who have the rental fee. It all starts with a prison camp bust out from a hellhole where women are treated like dirt. Everybody's heard about Linda Lovelace, Marilyn Chambers, and Georgina Spellman, the screen's erotic queens. And now you can see Georgina Spellman, star of The Devil and Miss Jones, at a theater near you in Girls for Rent. What you see on the screen in Girls for Rent is actually happening in the United States today. This motion picture smashes open the dirty world of politicians, party girls, massage, and murder. It was too hot to tell before, but now the lid is off. Looking for some action? The organization's gals have got it in Girls for Rent. Hot-blooded, hot-lipped, and hot-rodding down the highways. These girls can handle any man and any set of roaring wheels. Get ready for something new. Girls for Rent. They'll tire you out and tear you apart in a bedroom or in a brawl. They're hot, wild, and for hire. Girls for Rent. Trapped in the West's most deserted wastelands by killers who get their kicks out of hurting people. They call Girls for Rent to get the job done, from loose love to planned murder. Screeching, screaming, slashing, and shooting, they'll always get their man. Girls for Rent. Thank you.
You are listening to The Repository. To quote Anne Boleyn, as she placed her head upon the block, the day thou hast given, O Lord, hath ended. Fortunately, for the rest of us, a new one has just begun.
In the year of the primal force, in the dawn of terrestrial birth, man mastered the mammoth and horse, and man was the lord of the earth. He made him an hollow skin from the heart of an holy tree. He compassed the earth therein, and man was the lord of the sea. He controlled the vigorous steam, he harnessed the lightning for hire, he drove the celestial team. Ah, my gypsy, my gitana, my Celia, where you fade for the dance that turned to earnest. Oh, a sunny land in Spain. My gitana, my Celia, more delicious than a dove, with your hair aflame with roses and your lips alight with love. Woe for a whore, die for a harlot, all life at your door for a little of solace. The bitter exchange, the bad bargain price, it may seem to you strange. The fact is I like it, the world to save. I brought them wisdom from above, worship and liberty and love. They slew me, for I did disparage, therefore, religion, law, and marriage. So be my grave without a name. Guide my bark, but I am swallowed in the swell of her heart's ocean, sagely dark, that holds my heaven and holds my hell. In her I live a most minute, dancing a moment in the sun. In her I die, a sterile shoot of nightshade in oblivion. In her myself dissolve, a grain of salt.
Jesus addressed men as men.
I only know that the wolves obey him, and that he is a man with hair on the palm of his hands, with sharp teeth, and is mortally afraid of the crucifix.
Best story of its kind ever written.
More speculation and controversy. Mary was the kind of woman that Jesus was to have a lot of loving, a lot of loving.
You're taking this thing awfully hard, Mary.
Oh.
It's found their children and grandchildren turning into something else called Americans.
And then Jesus started writing in the sand. And it's not really known what he wrote, but maybe he was writing things like liar, hypocrite. Rapist.
Except in cases arising in the land or naval forces, or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war and...
It's a direct contradiction of all his teachings of love and compassion.
I've just seen Jesus.
Barbed wire around the vital parts. Good night, baby dearie.
But when they're angry, they don't talk. Reach down and grab my hair on the left. Yes. And then she... Now she grabs all the covers, puts them over her head, and gives you this position here. This is all you can do.
Blessed are they which are persecuted.
Stupid idiot.
It was the climax of a row which had been seething. He laid the lash of his biblical oratorio.
I feel something evil go out of me. And I am clean.